Now let's say if they don't as usual, because this has been the habit of the regime for the past 5 years or so of so-called talks or negotiations. They have been doing it because they feel that if there is a political settlement or if there is a if the political process gets a chance, it means that they would not be there.
They will lose power.
They would lose power, definitely. And because they built originally their strategy on military force, they met the innocent voices asking for freedom with bullets. And that really destroyed everything. Any trust was destroyed. Every trust, everything in that regard was blocked, was obstructed, was destroyed. People in the first, as you know, 6-9 months, they didn't talk about toppling the regime. They didn't want to talk about changing Bashar al-Assad or anything. Now, they just wanted some freedom. They want just reform. They want to live as normal human beings with their aspirations respected, with their life coming back to normal without jails, forcing them to do what they don't want or like, and fear. Want some democracy, and it was not. It was met with this force. Now, having built their strategy on violence, on facing people with force, the regime feels all the time that if it goes back to any political solution, it means that those people are right. It tried its best to just turn the conflict as one between opposition and a regime. The conflict is between the people who reject dictatorship and a regime that's trying to impose on them that form of governing, that form of Now, there are certain UN Security Council resolutions, starting from the Geneva Communique to 2118 to 2254. And they talk about political transition. And political transition is based on specific pillars. Mm-hmm. One of them is the constitutional process.